Brother, my work is related to the neighborhood, especially related to the barrio, the neighborhood Mexican Americans. I mean, coming from Fort Worth, but the other person that has been working with me at the University of Texas in Galveston, and also one person from San Antonio. You know that infectious diseases is a marker of developing or country, for example, on international level, or even developing areas within a country. For example, here in the United States, we can say that kind of comparison, and especially the Latino barrio. That is characterized by increased rates of infection-related cancers, for example, cervical cancer, stomach cancer, or hepatic cancer. We had the objective with this work to determine the association between the ethnic concentration in the neighborhood and the zero prevalence of infections among Mexican American men and women, adult persons. The learning objectives are related to this meeting, to find that the association between any concentration and the zero prevalence of the infections, and also discuss the potential implications on our findings. We are using the NHANES-3 data linked to the census data, and the outcomes were zero prevalence of infectious biomarkers, including herpes virus 1 and 2, Helicobacter pylori, hepatitis A, B, and C. And the main independent variable is the percent of Hispanics at the census tract level that was used as a proxy for neighborhood ethnic concentration. And this is our population and the prevalence of the infectious biomarkers by age groups, gender, and tract percent Hispanic. You can see here, for example, the highest prevalence of herpes virus 1, about 88%, herpes virus 2, about 24%, and Helicobacter pylori, about 50% in the total population of Hispanics. You can see also the trend by age that tend to increase the percentage of herpes virus 1, 2, and Helicobacter pylori by age groups. And the herpes virus 2 is more frequent in women, but Helicobacter pylori is more frequent in men. And the trend by the tract percent Hispanic, you can see here that all of the three variables increases as the percentage of Hispanics in the census tract increases. And a similar trend for hepatitis A, B, and C, especially A and B by age, but hepatitis C is a little different because it's more frequent in the intermediate age group, for example, in 40 to 59 age. And for example, hepatitis B is more frequent in men, and also hepatitis C. And we can see here that especially hepatitis A increases as the percentage of Hispanics at the census tract increases, and also hepatitis B. These are by variant analysis, just by variant. And also This is multivariate analysis, adjusting the percentage of Hispanics by age and gender. We can see here how using the tracked Hispanic as continuous variable, it remains the association between tracked percent Hispanic and herpes virus 1 and Helicobacter pylori. And for hepatitis A, it's also is the strongest association between tract percent Hispanic and hepatitis A. However, this is an additional analysis that we didn't mention when we submit this work to this meeting. We try also to see if other socioeconomic factors, in addition to the percent Hispanic, may explain those associations that we found with the percentage of Hispanics at the census tract. You can see here how the effect of that percent Hispanic is not any more significant for herpes virus 1 and for Helicobacter pylori, but the trap percent poor is significant, meaning that it can explain why in high concentrated Hispanic neighborhoods is increasing the prevalence of herpes virus 1 and Helicobacter pylori, and it seems that it's explained by other socioeconomic factors, in this case the high concentration of poverty also in these barrios of population. However, the hepatitis A, you can see also that it remains the effect, despite that we adjust for 30% poor Hispanic. And an additional finding, for example, hepatitis B had decreased risk for more poor neighborhoods. It's probably unexpected for some, but it can explain also that kind of association. And these are the summary of results. In high concentrated Hispanic neighborhoods that are less acculturated or Latino barrios, were significantly more likely to have positive seroprevalence of herpes virus 1, Helicobacter pylori, and hepatitis A compared to Mexican Americans living in low concentrated Hispanic neighborhoods. And it can be related to the kind of transmission of these infections. You know that most of them are oral, person-to-person, or enteric waterborne, for example, especially hepatitis A transmissions, that is suggesting that the barrio may be susceptible to these kind of infections, as the same that other kind of infection that you already know, for example, tuberculosis or other concentration of other infections. And it may explain in this case this kind of prevalence. And also for the people that are interested in the cancer-related infectious disease associations, it can be a kind of explanation also why the increasing incidence in this case, for example, Helicobacter pylori may explain the increased incidence of stomach cancer in those populations. I have nothing to disclose. Thank you. Okay. All right, question, please. And in this analysis, no, but in another analysis we had foreign-born tend to have higher prevalence rates.
And do you think that actually explains that difference?
But yeah, we require a potential explanation. It's a good question because there is also a variable in the census tract is related to crowding, but we know that it's highly correlated with percentage of poverty, for example, and even with the Hispanic concentration in the barrio. But we will have another kind of analysis trying to show if it can explain different or similar things that the percentage of Hispanics in the neighborhood. It's a good idea.
I think someone asked a question earlier of our first presenter. She just wanted a point of clarification real quick.
I'm sorry, I looked that up and it was health insurance coverage at the time of the survey, so not in the past 12 months.
Okay. You still with us? Everybody awake? Done eating? Getting a little sleepy? All right, we're going to move on to our next presenter.